1.3, Conquering the Keyboard. Learning to use the keyboard quickly is a significant challenge, but a great investment of time and effort. If you can't see the letters on the keyboard, you can't poke with two fingers like a seeing person. Your best option for learning is to find a local group or college. But if there's nothing available, here's how to go about teaching yourself to be a competent typist. Some audio touch typing courses are listed at the end of this section. English only. On most keyboards, two keys have tiny raised marks on the letters F and J, third row up away from you. Put your first finger of the left hand on the letter F and first finger of your right hand on J, with your thumbs touching the space bar. You can buy bump-ons or lock dots from RNIB. Telephone 08457 023 153 or email cservices@rnib.org.uk. If you want to buy and mark more keys, you could get seeing help to mark the tab key, the enter key, and maybe function key 4 on the top row, the control key, or the windows key, which is two keys to the left of the space bar. The cost is just a few pounds, and you can choose bright colours if this helps. Bump-ons come in various sizes. RNIB also sells keyboards with large letters, but they're more costly. This is how you begin to teach yourself to use the keyboard by touch. Thunder or any talking software will speak the keys as you press them. Which fingers to use? Using the proper fingers is important. Left hand. First finger, that's your index finger. Place it on the letter F, ready to move to the right to the letter G, up one row to R, one to the right on that row to T, or one row down to V, and one key to the right of that is the B, but always returning to F as the home position. Second finger, that's the middle finger, on the letter D, and ready to move up to E or down to C, but always returning to its home position on D. Third finger on S, but ready to move up to W or down to X, and always returning to S. Little finger on A, and ready to move up to Q or down to Z when required. Right hand. The home finger positions follow the same pattern. Your first finger, index finger, on the letter J, but ready to move to the left to H, up a row to U, and then to the left to Y, or down a row to M, and to the left is N. Your second finger, middle finger, starts on the letter K, but ready to move up to I, or down to comma. Third finger on L, ready to move up to O or down to full stop. Little finger on the semicolon and ready to move up to P or down to forward slash. Once you have mastered the letters, then try getting to grips with numbers. They're on the second row down. The position of the numbers varies slightly, but always starting at the left with number 1 and 0 to the right. So you may need to experiment with finger positions. A bump-on or lock dot could be handy to help you keep from losing your place. It may well take days, weeks or even months before you can relax and call yourself a touch typist, and using your little fingers may not be easy, but it's worth the effort. And now, what to type? First, type your name over and over again. Do this rhythmically. Keep doing this until it becomes automatic and you don't need to think about it. That's your first few letters learnt. Second, type your family name again rhythmically until it becomes automatic to you. You're well on the way now. Third, type the name of the road where you live in the same rhythmical manner. And by now, you will most likely have mastered, maybe 10, 15 of the 26 letters of the alphabet. The repetition and the rhythm are very important. You will never get fast as a touch typist by struggling to write documents and hoping the speed will come. You have to do it as above. When you're okay with this, think of other words or names which you use, such as friends' names, family names, or particular websites, and try them repetitively and rhythmically. All this will build up automatic skills in your head and your fingers. These skills will transfer into your ability to write documents and emails. And here's a summary of the layout of the alphabet. The first key on the left of each row is an important computer key. See section 1.4. Row 6 is furthest from you and row 1 nearest. Starting from the left of each row, row 6, the first key is escape, then there are function keys. Row 5 are the numbers. Row 4, Q, W, E, R, T, and then with your right hand, Y, U, I, O, P. Row 3, A, S, D, F, G, and with your right hand, H, J, K, L, semicolon. Row 2, Z, X, C, V, B, and with your right hand, N, M, comma, full stop, forward slash. And row 1 are important computer keys. And here's a list of touch typing courses. Sally Southwick, that's Southwick, telephone 01223 890672, home, and her mobile is 07971 926 911. Email Sally, Sally, South, South, at btinternet.com. It's a very thorough course and costs £70. Azabat, that's Azabat, typing tutors. You get these from Steve Crawford, telephone 01442 251091 or 07740777364. Email sales@azabat.co.uk. They're priced around £30 in the UK. No installation is needed and it runs from a disk. You can also get these from screenreader.net, 01733 234441.